So now it's Kanye's second segment. So Dr. Laura Knight is a dermatologist skin doctor who treats the skin, hair, and nails of people of all ages. She studied medicine and did her specialist training at UCT, as also worked in the skin clinic at Red Cross. She now works in private practice in Rondebosch. She enjoys working with her patients, especially children, to not only treat and hopefully cure their skin conditions, but also to ensure they have the best understanding possible of their problem to lessen the burden the conditions may have. What exactly is psoriasis and how do you get it?
So psoriasis is a common inflammatory disorder of the skin. And what normally happens is that our immune system, so the cells that typically protect your body against infection, or if you get sick, or if you get hurt, that start to heal the body, those cells, for some reason or the other, act against your own cells and stimulate or make the cells turn over quicker. So normally our cells take about a month to go from the bottom layer to the top layer, but in patients or people with psoriasis, this happens quicker. So we end up with a buildup of the skin, and that's why we see psoriasis as big patches, big red scaly patches on the skin. So it's a chronic condition, and it might be with you your whole life, and at times it'll be better or worse than other times. And you get it because someone in your family maybe has it. And then there could be a trigger like an infection you could have got in a trauma or hurt yourself that then stimulates the immune system to go on this abnormal pathway. And occasionally there's some medications that might cause psoriasis.
What makes psoriasis different to other skin conditions like eczema?
So the main difference with psoriasis from the other conditions is that, remember we said that the skin is turning over too quickly. So psoriasis typically presents with thick patches that are red and scaly over the elbows, the knees, and in the scalp that maybe looks like dandruff, which is different from eczema, where we usually see red, like peeling lesions that might actually be wet with some water or little crusting on the top of them. Another important difference is that psoriasis can sometimes affect your nails, and that you can get little dots in your nails. The nails might lift off or become thickened underneath the end. And also sometimes people with psoriasis also get pain in their joints, which maybe even have swelling in the joints.
How do you cure psoriasis?
So psoriasis is a chronic condition, and there's generally periods where it's better and other periods where it might be worse or flare. And there's no cure for psoriasis, but we do have very good treatment for psoriasis, which means that if we diagnose your psoriasis early and we start treatment, you can live a very normal, healthy life even with your psoriasis. In some children, their psoriasis might be triggered or caused by a throat infection, and then they usually get small little bits of the psoriasis on the back. And in those cases, some of those cases of psoriasis, which we call guttate psoriasis, will go away by themselves and you'll never get psoriasis again. But if you have classic or common psoriasis, there is no cure. But remember, we said that we have very good treatment, and if you're very good about doing your treatment correctly, your psoriasis can be very well controlled and actually completely go away, not cured, but actually completely not be seen on the skin.
There are a lot of home remedies that claim to treat psoriasis. Do you know of any effective ones?
I like this question a lot. There are a lot of things that people try and do, and if you find that it helps with your psoriasis and it's not harming your skin, there's no harm in doing these things. But it's important to make sure that whatever your home remedy is that it doesn't interfere with your actual proven to be effective treatment. So some useful home remedies are things around moisturizing, so using anything like a Vaseline to help improve the dryness of your psoriasis. Another important home remedy or something extra to add is to make sure that you're eating a healthy diet and getting lots of exercise, which not only improves your joint pain, but also improves your overall immune system, and is also linked to improving your self-esteem if you're healthy and you're fit. And then something else is just to get a little bit of sunlight, because we know that sunlight helps to decrease the rate of cell turnover in the skin, so will help to decrease the thickness of your plaques of psoriasis.
who is mostly affected by psoriasis? Is it common in children?
So psoriasis overall isn't very common. It only affects about 2% of people in the world. So 2 out of 100 people will be affected by psoriasis. And we usually see psoriasis start between the ages of 20 to 30 and then again between the ages of 50 to 60. And it can occur equally in men and women. It's not that common in children, but we do see it in children. And like I said before, specifically the type of psoriasis that's related to having a throat infection. And if you have a family history, so if someone in your family has psoriasis and you're a child, we wouldn't be surprised to see psoriasis in a child. In a child, it's quite important that psoriasis can present in the scalp, and then we might think it's something like cradle cap. And in small babies, psoriasis might present as a nappy rash. So it might actually go undiagnosed, or we might not actually call it psoriasis because we suspect that it's a nappy rash rather than psoriasis causing the nappy rash.
Where on your body are the most common areas affected by psoriasis?
So on the body, we commonly see psoriasis involving the scalp, which might look like dandruff, so white little scales that come off your hair. And then typically also over our elbows and knees, you might develop these thickened red scaly patches and plaques. And then also it comes at areas where you might have bumped yourself or cut yourself, so sites of trauma.
Psoriasis can sometimes look like something else. What do you do if you suspect you have psoriasis, and how do you get the diagnosis?
So if you suspect that you have psoriasis, it's important that you do get seen by a doctor, either at the clinic closest to you, who could then maybe refer you to the skin clinic at Red Cross. And it's important because remember we said that psoriasis can affect our nails, our joints and other parts of the body. So it's important that we diagnose your psoriasis early and get you on good treatment. But the diagnosis of psoriasis is what we call a clinical diagnosis. So we make the diagnosis by looking at you, examining you, looking where your skin is involved, the pattern and the areas of how it's involved, looking at your nails, examining your joints. And we usually say that if we look at you, we'll be able to say it looks more likely to be psoriasis. Sometimes if we're not sure or if it's really, really looking like something else, your doctor might take a small piece of skin, which we call a skin biopsy, and then that gets sent away to the lab and we look under a microscope, and then we'll be able to see specific signs under the microscope that tell us that you have psoriasis.
What are the common misconceptions about the diagnosis?
So the biggest misconception, and I think the thing that makes life a little bit harder for people with psoriasis, is that people are scared in that they think that it might be contagious. So they worry that if they play with you, if they touch your skin, they actually might get psoriasis themselves. So that's a big misconception. And remember we said that it's either from it being in your family or something that happens in your individual immune system. So it's not contagious. You can't give it to other people by playing with them or touching their skin. Another problem is that people worry that the plaques or the patches of psoriasis might leave scars. And it's important to remember as they heal, the chain might leave a change in color, in that the color may be a little bit lighter or darker than your normal skin color. But with time, this evens out and that area will go back to your normal skin color. So it doesn't leave a scar. The other problem is that patients or people with psoriasis worry that it means that they can't live a normal life, so they can't do other things that their other friends are doing. They can't play in the sun, can't go to school, can't play sport, can't have a family, and that's not true. You can do everything that anybody else is doing. It's just that you need to be a little bit more careful in that you have to make sure that you do your skin treatments. But your psoriasis in itself shouldn't hinder or limit your life in any way.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
I think I'd just like to say happy Psoriasis Awareness Day to everybody, and especially to those who have got psoriasis. And important to remember that your skin might make you look different, feel different, and it's often quite difficult because you can't hide the fact that you've got psoriasis, because it comes on the parts of our body that other people can see. But it's important that you understand what your psoriasis is embrace psoriasis and be able to tell other people about psoriasis so that you can live the best life that you can, and so that your psoriasis doesn't control your life, but that you know how to control your psoriasis.
Okay, thank you for letting me interview you. It was kind of great.